When you set out on a journey, you know where you're going. But how you get there? Well, that's a squiggly line of possibilities. Who knows what you might find along the way? A view, a bit of peace and quiet, something new, an old friend, or even the one. Walk, cycle, discover with TFL. By the time she was three, Matilda had taught herself to read by studying newspapers and magazines that lay around the house. At the age of four, she could read fast and well, and she naturally began hankering after books. The only book in the whole of this enlightened household was something called Easy Cooking, belonging to her mother. And when she had read this from cover to cover and had learnt all the recipes by heart, she decided she wanted something more interesting. "Daddy," she said, "do you think you could buy me a book?" "A book?" he said. "What do you want a flaming book for?" "To read, Daddy." "What's wrong with the telly, for heaven's sake? We've got a lovely telly with a 12-inch screen, and now you come asking for a book. You're getting spoiled, my girl." Living for the weekend, living for themselves, and loafing at the hotel of mum and dad, these lazy kids are about to get the mother of all wake-up calls. Sent from their cushy lives, they're moving in with the nation's most dynamic pensioners for a good old-fashioned lesson in life. But the youth of today are not coming quietly. Maggie turned back to watch the children. Life was so simple for them. Their biggest worry was what they'd get for their birthdays. Their biggest grumble was the time they had to go to bed. Maybe things would be different for them. Better. Maggie forced herself to believe that things would be better for the children. Otherwise, what was the point of it all? On those rare occasions when she had a moment to herself, she couldn't help but play what-if games.